It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, a group of former University of Pittsburgh students have been invited to Washington to show off its startup company known as HyberSense. In all, 35 companies from across the U.S. have been invited to be part of the first University Startups Demo Day. HyberSense is billed as a self-learning thermostat system. Earlier this year, HyberSense was one of the first three startups chosen to participate in a City of Pittsburgh-supported program to explore ways to use technology to make the city more efficient and sustainable. HyberSense is in the midst of a three-month project to install its equipment in a city office building. PNC Bank is in the process of upgrading its 9,000 ATMs to start reading the chips in users' cards rather than the magnetic strip. EMV or chip cards are harder to counterfeit. The Pittsburgh-based company says the rollout will be completed by mid-September. This week, the tech report goes to the hospital supply room, where it seems there is money to be saved. In July, UPMC teamed up with IBM Watson Health to launch a new company called Pensiamo.
Pensiamo means we think in Italian. Because IBM's moniker has been think for years, we thought it was very apropos to use we think.
That's Pensiamo Executive Vice President of Cognitive Solutions, Mary Beth Lang. Until recently, she and about 140 other Pensiamo workers were employees of UPMC working on supply chain management. You might know Watson best as the computer that beat certified genius Ken Jennings on Jeopardy. Since then, it's been branching out into less trivial efforts.
In healthcare, there are many, many supplies and services that hospitals and health systems use. And the concept of Pensiamo was to provide some cognitive analytics or artificial intelligence to help hospitals and health systems better utilize the products that the patients need.
Lang says the savings from Pensiamo are expected to be in the 5 to 10% range. As you might imagine, the data being crunched by supply chain managers comes from several sources.
The goal of Pensiamo is to consolidate that information, create aggregated views so that staff work isn't in the lift and shift of the data, it's in the interpretation and the strategic use of the data.
But the best hospital supply chain teams also bring in additional data. They look at medical journals, search on trends, and read clinical research.
Looking at, you know, is there a product shortage? Is there a recall? Are they using that product anywhere else in the world? Watson can help us with a lot of that. And the alerts or the insight could be then transferred to us to apply to our environments.
Until now, that work had to be done by humans because it's not all contained in spreadsheets or other formats that are easily crunchable by computers. Lang says that's where the partnership with IBM takes center stage.
Watson Health has been able to create libraries of syntax and other ways to look at spend information and clinical practice. So being able to capture that information, ingest the data into a data warehouse or a data lake, if you will, through our IBM partnership, we're able then to connect the data and turn it into insights that could be put into new environments or could be put back into the original environment to make that improvement happen.
UPMC holds the majority share of Pensiamo and for now is its only client. Lang says they expect to finalize contracts with the second and third clients soon. The technology is still in the development stage, but Lang says she expects Pensiamo to have its platform launched in the next quarter and analytics being produced in the same time frame. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.